Good morning. It's 8:46 at WFIR. It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit in studio with anyone from the Virginia Museum of Transportation. In fact, several executive directors ago. Want to catch up on a few upcoming events and what might be in store at the VMT with Courtney Plaster, Education Director at the Virginia Museum of Transportation. She joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio this morning. Hi, Courtney. Good to see you.
Hey there.
Well, thanks for showing up.
Yes, you're welcome and glad to be here.
It is good to see you. Courtney, let's talk about Roanoke Steam Day this Friday. It's a collaboration with several other museums in Radford University Carilion, and it involves local school children in grades K through 12. Courtney, what's Steam Day all about?
Well, this wonderful day on Friday is all about science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. Those are the initials for STEAM Day. So when we have this day, it's available to local school students. It's intended to bring about awareness, learning, make things fun for the kids so that they're going to hopefully pursue one of these areas in the future or have interests in those areas.
And it's interesting that the arts have been baked in with STEM lately. And the theory is, and there's a lot of studies on this that show Courtney, that creative people or that creativity gets out to a lot of other different disciplines.
Absolutely. Well, and we should have been including the arts all along when we think about the design and function of things. Let's look at Leonardo da Vinci, for example. There's no separation between science and engineering and the arts, really.
Wasn't he the guy that drew the first helicopter prototype
or
something?
Yes, right.
Yeah, and he studied the human body, and he was definitely into the STEM courses as far
right,
as the arts.
Helical screw, that's right.
There you go. Mm-hmm. STEAM Day, talk about at the VMT, is it interactive on your part, and is it a popular event?
Oh, wow, wildly popular. We're going to see booked about 2,000 students in our four different locations, and it is wildly popular from our local school students. Teachers sign their students up. There can be homeschool students, local public school students, and also private school students, and we're seeing a wide variety of all three of those areas.
And with STEAM Day, again, it's Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Taubman Museum of Art, the Science Museum of Western Virginia, and Radford University Carilion are all involved. So do you guys all kind of coordinate what you're doing?
Yeah, we have a wonderful time. We've been working together collectively since 2014 when there was a grant given to start the Virginia Science Festival. And it's morphed through the years. And so for the past 3 years, we've been Roanoke STEAM Day with all of our collaboration between all the organizations and other entities too.
I remember that science festival lasted about 3 years, now Virginia Tech has their own science festival down in Blacksburg, and you guys are doing your thing here with STEAM Day.
They do, but we're supported by Virginia Tech as well, chaired by Virginia Tech, so we're really excited about it.
I'm talking with Courtney Plaster, the education director of the Virginia Museum of Transportation. Talk about your role, and you guys have all kinds of different educational tracks and informational tracks for kids and adults.
That's right. And I'm at the Virginia Museum of Transportation. And when we think about the two different locations, we're going to serve kindergarten through 12 on Friday, kindergarten through 12th graders. And so what we've decided works best with student groups is where they have about enough time to visit two sites. So we for kindergarten through fourth grade, they're going to be visiting the Taubman Museum of Art and the Virginia Museum of Transportation. And then our upper grades, our fifth graders through 12th graders, are going to see the Science Museum of Western Virginia and Radford University Carilion. So that's how we divide that.
All right. Before I throw it back to Joey, I want to mention you have Military Appreciation Day this Saturday, which I guess that's also when they have the downtown parade, but free admission for veterans.
And active duty.
Okay.
Yes.
What else is going on that day? There's also some family activities.
Right. So there'll be family activities in the museum, various different activities throughout the museum to interact so that families can come with any of their military personnel.
Zoo animals, children train rides, things like that.
Right. So we've got a Cactus Joe choo-choo train. So if you've been in the area for a while, You know about the Cactus Joe, so.
All righty, it's a 51. We're visiting with Courtney Plaster, Education Director of the Virginia Museum of Transportation. Courtney, we were hoping for the Transportation Museum's new Executive Director, Bob Sigmund, to join us as well. He helped run a Western theme film festival and a Museum of Western Film History. Courtney, in his absence, what can you tell us about what Bob Sigmund has brought to the VMT?
Oh, wow. Bob brings a lot of energy and creativity. He, at the very heart, is a journalist, so he is constantly working on writing and creating and sharing. He's very much about bringing individuals together and looking for new ways that we can grow the museum and definitely keeping the communication lines open. So being here today is just one of the ways that Bob wants us to support and share with the community all the Virginia Museum of Transportation does.
And I know one thing the museum wants to do, I believe, is sort of move away from where the 611 Museum. I think the excursion rides are over per some Amtrak changes. So will we see, Courtney, coming up maybe new exhibits or new programs going on at VMT or maybe an emphasis on things besides the 611?
So we've got a lot growing. We're very fortunate to have 611 in our collection. It's in Spencer, North Carolina right now, shutting down for winter, getting winter maintenance before closing operations. But we're always growing things at the museum. We're looking at new exhibits coming in, changing things. You'll see if you come in one week to the next, there's always something that's changing at the museum. And we, yes, continue to grow and build upon all of those things.
I want to mention some rapid fire, a couple other things coming up. The 16th, local scouts can earn a truck transportation merit badge.
Yes.
So
you're
going to have a lot of scouts in. Is that something you've done before? Or is this
brand
new?
So we do merit badge programs, and we've got coming up on the 16th of November, we have available spots. You can register through your local Boy Scout office. But definitely these students will learn more about truck transportation. That's a merit badge offering that they need to have. We just finished one in October, which was the railroading merit badge. And in February, on the 29th of February, we've got our aviation merit badge.
Is that a leap year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. Real quick, photo sessions on November 23rd. Is that where people can come into the yard and take pictures?
Yes. So things will be decorated. You can come take a picture with your family. And oftentimes people will come and check out our, you know, most powerful steam engines built right here in Roanoke at the Roanoke Shops. A lot of folks like to do outdoor shots, but we'd love to have you if you want to take pictures within the museum and our auto gallery, aviation gallery, any spot within the museum. Those holiday pictures can be taken in any of those locations.
I have to mention December 7th and 8th, the annual Candy Cane Express, pictures with Santa, train rides, holiday movies. That's a very popular event at the Virginia Museum of Transportation.
Yes, we've seen upwards of 3,000 folks, and we've had a lot of good fun. But yeah, that's a wonderful event, and we love doing the Candy Cane Express.
December 7th and 8th. Before I let you go, Courtney Plaster, the Director of Education at the Virginia Museum of Transportation, have a minute or so left. Talk about, again, going back to what you do, the education programs and the field trips, you align them with the SOLs, correct?
Yes, we do. And if an organization wants to come bringing students and they have their own curriculum, I customize their programming so that when they're bringing school groups, we take adult groups as well, and I customize that based on what they're learning. So multidisciplinary approach. So any of those fields, of course, science, history, language arts, we want to focus on those areas as well.
And that's the way to get them in the door these days. You have to tie them to the SOLs.
Yeah, definitely. SOLs are important. We get great support with local students here, but definitely appealing to a wide audience. They come far and wide, even from North Carolina.
One thing I wanted to mention, we have about a minute left. The VMT, the Virginia Museum of Transportation, has received or is receiving a special truck from Volvo Trucks in Dublin, the Ride for Freedom, which is decorated to honor POWs and MIAs from recent conflicts. Is that in yet?
Not here yet.
Okay. But it's pretty cool.
Very exciting.
To operate people, honor people that were in Desert Storm or Operation Freedom or Afghanistan conflict. So when do you think that'll show up, do you know?
We are not certain, but hoping for a delivery pretty soon.
Okay. And you guys have another Volvo truck there already, at least one or two.
We do.
Okay.
We've got a cab, and definitely for the Boy Scout truck transportation, we're going to have our Boy Scouts on the 16th hopping in the Volvo cab. So I always tie that in to the merit badge program as well.
Just before I let you go, how do people find out more about what's coming up, you know, Steam Day, Candy Cane Express, the photo day. How do they find out about the Museum of Transportation?
You can go to our Facebook page. You can also go to vmt.org, and you can call us.
All right. Courtney Plaster is the Director of Education at the Virginia Museum of Transportation. Thanks for finding us this morning, and thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.